Blog Talk Radio.
Have you always known that a reality greater than this should exist? Is now the time for you to step up and be the change you require in your life? What if that quiet whisper calling from the deep depths of you is the whisper of change? The whisper of what is truly possible? Would you be willing to start listening? Would you be willing to choose the true you? It's just a choice. Welcome to the What If Show, where possibility meets reality.
Hi, everyone. Yes, it is getting close to Christmas. How awesome is that? And, you know, thank you so much for dialing in and listening to the show. I truly wonder what it is that we can create this evening. I am actually just still waiting for my guest. I know that with our technology, sometimes things aren't necessarily the easiest. So what would it take for there to be so much more ease in having our beautiful, beautiful guest on the show this evening with the topic, Could You Really Have It All? And wow, you know, just how expansive is that? Because truth, are you really willing to have it all? And if not, what would it take for you to actually choose that? So with that, I'm just going to take a quick short break and I'll meet you on the other side of this.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hello.
Hello.
How awesome is this? You know, I have a giggle every time technology works in my favor because I just love it.
No. It's like, oh my God. But it happens all the time, huh?
Oh, it is absolutely phenomenal. So before we get this kick off the show, I just want to make sure that I do not mispronounce your beautiful name.
Yurida.
Oh, Yurida. Oh, wow. It's even more beautiful than it was in my mind.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yurida, welcome to our show, the What If Show. It's such a pleasure having you. And I'm going to be honest. I'm not even giving you a gap to talk. That's how excited I am about our topic this evening.
Yay! I'm so excited. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so excited.
You know, I would like for you to, for the people that maybe have not heard of you before, just give them a little bit of a background of who it is that you are and what it is that you do.
Okay. Awesome. Right now, well, I am, how can I start? I'm a Yurida Guzman, and I'm an Access Consciousness facilitator, right? Relationship for your facilitator. I've been working in with different modalities, and as part of my ex-job, I used to work in human resources for more than 15 years in personal development. So I was always involved in searching for what is real and what is possible and what else is there for me and for everybody. So I've been working with the tools of Access Consciousness, I think, for 4 years. And I love working with those tools. I am a radio host also, and I've been a writer my whole life, and I'm honored that I'm part of two books in English that has been kind of interesting for me, because English, as you can tell, is not my first language. I was born in Mexico, and my first language is Spanish. So even when I feel very comfortable in English, and I use English for my work most of the time during my life, writing for the first time in English straight, from my being to English, was very interesting. So, yeah, this year has been amazing, and just new things in every week, every month. I have something new that is coming up, and I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. I can't stop giggling.
Awesome. I love that. I really do. And I just want to mention to the people out there that your radio show is on A2Zen.fm. I love the title of it, Seducing Beyond Limitations. I mean, just how yummy is that?
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. It's so yummy, and it's so, you know, it's part of the what I was talking about with language. And Rachel, my co-host, she is American, and she's living in Guatemala, so her second or third language is Spanish. And I have Spanish and English too. So we're talking about how we make so real sometimes some limitations and some ideas that I can't do this, or that is not for me, or, you know. So we decided to do this challenging show, because we have our show is in English, but once a month we have it in Spanish. So that's a challenge for for Rachel, and it's very fun. We're seducing our limitations, starting for our own limitations, and inviting everybody to play with us and seducing something else, whatever it is.
And you know what I like about it? It ties in so beautifully with our topic this evening, Could You Really Have It All? So I'm curious, could people really have it all?
Absolutely. No. I'm the only one that can't have it all. I'm the only one in this world that can claim for it all. No, I've always been asking for everything. It's like I want the whole cake. I want to eat all. And I was judged since I was little for always asking for more, and always wanted to have it all, and always asking questions like, why I just can't have a little bit and not everything that I can? What is that bad, right? And and many times I've received that judgment, like, well, you know, that's no good. You're not a good girl. You're not a good Catholic girl. You need just to take a little piece, and that is your part. You can't have it all. And I lived with that idea for many years until one day I say, you know, I don't know if I can have it all, but I'm going to claim it. I'm going to ask for all, and I'm willing to receive it all. Even with all means, sometimes it's something uncomfortable and something new that you don't know exactly what to do with that.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is asking at all? I mean, what is all that you are asking for, and what is actually possible for people to ask for that they maybe not even know?
Well, asking without limitations. Asking what you really desire and you really know in some part of your knowing, you know it's possible. Even when everybody around you in all this reality and all everybody says it's not, you don't deserve it, that is not for you, that is not for people like you, or that is not nice to have it. When you have that desire in you, and you know that it's not a dream, it's something that is possible to get, just that we don't know at that moment how to get it. And that is the part that is very interesting for me, because many times we go like, okay, I desire this, but immediately we want to make the computation, like how I can get it. Mm. And exactly step one, step two, step three, you know. And what if we can just be in that space of, I know what I desire, I want to choose to have it. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know how I'm going to have it, but I know it's possible. And when you have that certain knowing or feeling, it's when you can really get it, you know, without going to the steps of, how many money do I need, or how many time do I need, or how, you know, it's just, I want it. I have it. I want to have it. And I don't know how, but I'm going to have it. So, yeah, that would be, for me, the suggestion for everybody that is looking to create something that is, it sounds like unconceivable or incredible or whatever. It's like, if you know, is your desire, is possible, even when you don't know how to get there.
Okay. No, because what you mentioned is so interesting, because what I've come across is a lot of people that don't really even know what it is that they desire. It's almost as if they have the connotation of desire with, oh, no, it's wrong, you're not allowed to have it. Because desire for me, I think desire, I'm thinking Latino woman, you know? I'm loving desire. but there are people that don't really know what it is that they desire. And what is it that you would tell them or give them as, you know, ideas of how to find what is really true for them?
Yeah, that's a very good question. There is energy in everything, you know. What you desire, maybe, and it's great what you said, because I know many people that they have told me, like, I don't know what I really want. I don't know what I really desire. I don't know how I can choose for me, because I've been living in a bubble, or I've been living for other people or for other points of view, and I don't know what is my point of view or what is my desire. I use the tools of Access Consciousness, and one of the tools is heavy and light. So when we are in front of something that we don't know if it's for us or not, it's just to feel the energy of that. And if it feels like, you know, that energy that that makes you go like this, like, yummy, relax your body and feels like, yeah, I belong to that space, whatever it is, that is something that is a true desire for your or from you. And when you are in front of something, it doesn't matter if everybody says that that is something that you should get, or that is something that you should have, but you feel it heavy. And when I say heavy, it's that energy that makes you feel contracted and like going small and be like, when you're going into a room when, you know, everybody is judging you, that is heavy. And you feel like, oh, I'm carrying something on my shoulders and I can't breathe. That is maybe not true for you. And you can make, you can ask different questions. So, yeah, we have so many information out there that seems like you have to desire this. You have to get this. You have to have that. That sometimes is a little confusing, and we need more information about it. And the information comes from us and from our knowing. And I love that tool of light and heavy because it's really easy and it's very pragmatic. It's like, is this for me or is not? I don't care if it's true for someone else. It's not for me, or maybe it's not the time. So I will say, for everything that we want to choose to be or to have, if we use, is that heavy? Just ask, is that heavy or is light for me? And yeah, that could be a first step, and I love that.
It is a phenomenal tool. I also just want to mention that with the access tools that we use on the show, if we do come across, you know, wanting to use any clearing, you are more than welcome. I have found that people quite enjoy that too. So as you were talking now about using the tool of heavy and light in looking at, you know, what it is that you desire and whether it's really true for you, what came to mind as well was someone going, all right, great, so I've got the desire. I've identified what it is that I'd like to create in my life. And then number one is looking at reasons why I do not get what it is that I desire. So could you maybe first talk about that before I mention something else that popped for me?
Yeah. Well, it's who, I will go and who does that belong to? You? Because every time that we go to, we decide something and we go, like, take one step back and say, oh, maybe that is, you know, like, that is not for me, or I should not be even thinking about that. Is that thought or is that really yours? Or it's something that we pick from other people or for our culture or for our country or for our family. What if that not yours? And, you know, in Access we say that 99% of all of thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not ours. So that question of who does this belong to, it really clears the space to know that it could really be possible for us, even when everybody could feel or think that that is not nice to ask for, or that is not for you, or good people don't ask for that. So
It's almost as if we are willing to keep the flame of possibility burning brighter than, you know, the stuff from other people that we buy, if we are willing to look beyond the judgments and the conclusions of other people about what it is that we desire and really tap into the flame of possibility and go, oh yes, and keep that almost excitement for what's possible. It could be as if we're creating towards what is desire more so than keeping ourselves back to what other people are trying to keep us back into. I'm not sure if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And this is a perfect time for that. Because during the holidays, it's we get so many points of view from so many directions about what you should do, what you should create in this end of the year, what you should have for next year, how you should look for next year, and all of that. So everywhere when we are creating or pretending creating our lives, using points of view, feelings, emotions, and thoughts that are not ours, would we be willing to destroy and uncreate all that?
Everywhere.
Yeah, right and wrong, good and bad, but I'm talking, not just voicing me out. Yeah, because we get so much out there that it's very useful to ask, is this really mine? This creation will really make my heart sing or not? Or is something that somebody else is putting on my reality that is not my reality?
Oh, that's such a beautiful way of looking at that.
Yeah, this is really timing for that. And we all, I think we all, I am one of the people that many times during this time of the year, you get kind of depressed. I used to get depressed at the end of the year because it was like, maybe I'm not, I'm not having the perfect life. And I'm sure I'm the only one. And perfect is a judgment. So everywhere we are trying to create a perfect life when there is no such a thing. Willing to let all that go. Yeah, right and wrong, but I'm up and I'm back on Ash's voice and young.
Awesome. And I love that you're using, you know, this the end of the year and going into next year, because, you know, how many people also look at what they've done over the year that has passed and judge themselves for maybe not doing what they wanted to do or set out what they wanted to do, and then say, well, okay, so 2016 is going to be different, and yet they carry all the judgments with them.
Yeah. And we force ourselves to something that we don't even desire. You know, like, 2016 is going to be the year that I'm going to have my perfect body. Or it's going to be the year that I'm going to make tons of money. And really? And what is exactly what you desire? It doesn't matter if it's the end of the year or the beginning of the year or it's the middle of the year. What if you never go to the judgment of you and you just acknowledge how much you have been creating in your life? Because you are in this point of your life because it's your creation. It didn't happen to you. It is you create it. So now what do you want to create, right? Like it's something beautiful that I love from Access is not going to the judgment, because we can get hours talking just about how we judge ourselves. And we have all these excuses like the end of the year or the beginning of the year or Christmas or the holidays to start trying to find what is wrong with us. What if it's the time to start acknowledging what is right? what you have created and how amazing you really are.
Wow. And just how potent people are for creating what it is that they created.
Yeah.
Sure. It's so phenomenal. I just want to ask as well, if I look at the desire that I have and I ask some questions around it, can you also talk about the courage it takes amidst the judgments that we receive from other people to really choose what it is that we're saying we would like?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, when we want to change something, it change sometimes doesn't look in the way that we thought it would look like. So sometimes it's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. It could be so much uncomfortable. And that is the point that you can just take one step back and say, maybe it's not for me. But if we have the courage and we know that it's true for us and we know that it's the door that is going to open all the possibilities that we want to have in our lives, if we are able to be uncomfortable just a little bit, it's not going to be forever. It's just a time that you to adapt yourself to something new. That is the uncomfort, that you are in a new reality, in a new world, and you're just transforming what is required to be there. So every time that we want to create something, and it takes courage, just because we don't know how it's going to look like in the future. And we are, many times during our lives, we want to be sure how things look like, how it feels, how they are, how is everything. We are control freaks most of the time. So when it's like, oh my gosh, it feels so good, it feels uncomfortable, I know I'm creating something different, I don't know exactly how it's going to look like, and it's like, but what if it's that, it's just excitement and it's no fear? What is that feeling of, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to be like and all that? It's just that excitement, like a kid has for something new. And if we keep going, if we don't give up, we're going to get there. And we, you know, how many times, and I talk about that in I'm having a book that I'm part of that, and you're part of that too. That one choice that I took that it was very uncomfortable for me. I was moving away from my country, and it was just leaving everything behind just to for something that it felt so light for me. And I didn't know exactly what it was. It felt so light that I was like, I want to go, whatever. And it was uncomfortable many days and many moments that I was like, what I am doing here? Why I'm here? I could be in my house, you know, very comfy, and just why I'm here? What I was thinking. But I didn't give up. I was like, okay, I choose to be here. It feels like I'm happy here, even when it's uncomfortable. I'm going to stay until I have to leave, or I feel like I need to leave. And it really made a big, big, enormous change in my life, in the way that I see the world. In my seeking of, I was seeking me when I was there, but I was seeking me like it was a different person.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, it takes courage, but it's just to be certain that what you're pursuing is true for you. And maybe it's going to take one day. Maybe it's going to take a week. Maybe it's going to take 10 years. It doesn't matter. Time is relative.
Okay. Wow. So, Yurira, I actually have a question from one of the listeners. Could I ask you?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome stuff. So she's saying, I am not sure what to do or what this is, but whenever I see something that I'd like to have, I almost have this anger, for lack of a better word. So what is it that creates the anger? Is it just me having to give up? Or what is that anger of seeing something that I'd like to have and not yet having it?
Is it anger or is it just the demand that you're feeling or you're perceiving? Is that demand that you know that needs to change? Anger is one of the feelings that sometimes we misunderstood, because anger is a potency, but what if it's a potency for change? So I'm getting this. What if it, every time that you have something that you would like to have and you feel that anger, what if you start asking yourself, is this anger of it, or is just the your inner demand that you can change something about that? You know, like if you are seeing something material, something that you have to buy with money, or we perceive that we just have it if we buy it with money. And if every time you see something like that and you go like, oh, I would like to have that diamond or that house, and you go to the anger, what is between your desire and the feeling of anger? What is the feeling? What you perceive? Is that a thought of, oh, that's not for you, oh, forget it, you're just dreaming? Or what is it? Perceive what is in between, and maybe your anger is the response to that in between. I don't know if I'm making myself clear.
Yeah.
So
I was going to ask, is that also like an energy that you can use then to change the perceived limitation?
Yeah, because exactly. It's what if it's the call? I love that. Like, what if it's the call that you're perceiving from yourself and say, there is one limitation. You're perceiving one is exactly what is limiting from having that, from having it. So it's an awareness. But many times, you know, when I perceive that resistance to really create something that I want to create, and there is this little subtle resistance to go there, there is something in between, and that between is the part that is giving me the information. So what are you not willing to receive from your creation that you are creating anger instead of creation.
Wow.
That is right and wrong, good and bad, but I'm powerful, and she's poisoning me out. And what have you been, what have you done so vital about creating the right thing for you that keeps you for create what is true for you? And everything.
Sure.
So, okay, right and wrong, good and bad, but I'm talking about shit, boys and beyond.
Wow, awesome. Oh, that is just so amazing. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. That was a nice, lovely question. I love it. It's super nice.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so I just want to tell people that have not maybe found the chat option yet. If you're on the Blog Talk page that where you're listening to the show, you just scroll down to the bottom. There's a chat box where you can just type your questions. And there also, if you want to join us through Skype, you're also welcome to do that at the top, around the middle of or left, more to the left-hand side of the page. You'll also see a little Skype button that gets you to talk to us live. Yurira, I am so amazed by the energy that you have around really having it all. When you asked in the beginning, when you said, I want the cake, I want all of the cake, I want to have my bread buttered on both sides and eat it all, I want it all. It's just such a refreshing way of having life. And what would it take for everyone to have that as a knowing that it is really at our grasp. It really is something tangible and real and not something elusive. So I'm wondering if that is maybe an energy that you can talk about, the whole idea that what we want is elusive. It's not necessarily easily obtainable.
Yeah, it's inconceivable.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are so many things in this that we learn. We were thought from somewhere or someone that there are things that you can go for them and others that are not for you. And I don't know, maybe I grew up in a space like that, you know, like what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to have. And if you ask for more, it's being selfish. And I love the word selfish because it's like, okay, you know, if you make the self-ish, I want to be Yuri-ish. You know, I want to be Yurira-ish. I want to be fancy of myself. And what is wrong about that? You know, all of this reality makes so wrong the selfish concept. And what if it's nothing wrong? What if it's, yeah, you're fancy yourself. You like yourself, you know, you want it all and you feel, you know that you are worth it for all. And it's not just the piece of a little part of the dream that you can get, but you can get it all because you're worth it and because you're an infinite being. And an infinite being, do you think that an infinite being will get just a piece of cake?
Yeah.
It would get just the whole cake, all the cakes in the world with extra sugar, please.
With champagne.
With champagne, please, yes. So when we're playing a small, like, oh no, maybe it's not, you know, this is not for me. Oh, I'm a very modest person. We are not choosing for us. I remember I had this, I used to have this point of view about gems or jewelry, and I never wanted to have anything expensive on me because it's just like, it's selfish, you know? There are so many poor people in the world. How I can spend money in decorating myself? And everything and everywhere that all the people have the same point of view and everything that they show up with a try and create. Right and wrong with a bad problem, that's just poison me out. Yeah, and because we learn so many things. And And what if every time we get this, oh my gosh, no, this is not for me, we go to a question. Instead of going to a conclusion that this is not for me, it's not nice to have it all, or it's not to have that, or oh my gosh, I can't have a lot of money because many people in this world don't have anything and I can't do that. Oh my gosh, I want to be nice. Every time that we go to that space of no, this is not for me, what if we just expand ourselves? And this is something that I really like to use this tool. When we start having these no moments, it's like contraction. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is not for me. I'm not worth it. I don't deserve it. I haven't worked enough, hard enough for it. It's just going like small and contracted. So what if we start expanding our energy and going out of your body and expand and at least occupy the room and the building that you are in, and then feel the energy of what you want to create in your life. Is it still resonating? It may be true for you. And if not, well, you can ask another question or create something else. Everything and anything is real, true for everybody. It's just we need to ask questions. We have to ask questions to get what is true for us. And I love to ask questions in that space of expansion, mm-hmm. because that is what it really helps me to connect with my being and be my being and choose from my being and not from my limitations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I expanded and I just feel like, like I'm in a cloud.
I love it. I have another question that's coming about you when you were talking now about the question saying, I ask questions and I still don't see it showing up. So what am I not doing that I should be doing?
Okay. I'm sure that person is the only one that has that in her universe or his universe. Yeah.
It's not that religions have been based on this.
No. Yeah, well, okay. Well, every time that we ask questions, we learn also that we ask questions to have an answer. And if I have a question right now, I will have an answer 3 minutes or a day after or a year after. What if it's every time we ask a question is asking for awareness? No, asking for something to show up, because then we're going, we're not asking a question. We're just making a statement with a question mark at the end. So what if every time that we make a question, just we are sure we're making a question, we're asking a question, and it's not like, what it will take, I'm going to make an example, and I've been doing that so many times, and every time I catch myself, like, oh my gosh, that wasn't a question, but it's just like exercising that muscle, right? So if I'm asking, what it will take for me to get the last Mercedes Benz in the market, is that really a question?
No.
But what if I ask, like, what it would take for me to have a fabulous, amazing, safe car? I don't know when, I don't know what model, I don't know what brand. I just want something amazing, fabulous, that makes me look so sexy and yummy and drives past, and you know, I don't know exactly how it looks like or how much money it costs. You ask for the energy of that. You really ask for, hey, I wonder how this can show up in my life. Or I wonder how this can be fixed. From a space of wonder, not from a space of I conclude what I really want, and this is the way that it needs to show up. Because I'm not saying that our listener is doing exactly that, but it may be the case. Because we tend to do that many times.
Yeah. I almost get it. Sometimes people go, well, have this point of view of a question a day keeps the doctor away or unconsciousness away. But you know what? The invitation that you were right there was to keep on questioning. What if we don't just have to ask this one, if it's about a car? Right? What if you don't just have to ask this one question, but continually questioning, oh, I wonder what car I would like. I wonder what car my body would like. I wonder, you know, what would look nice in my garage. I wonder, you know, and just, as you say, be the wonder. It's almost, if we're willing to continually ask, we give that space of wonder and not conclusion and judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, because if we want to create from judgment, I think it's not going to work. If we create from possibilities and questions, it's a different thing. It's a different space. It's a different energy. There is a lot of information out there about visualization and everything, and I think it's great. But what it sometimes happens is it gets so specific that it's based on judgment. Because in order to be that specific, we need to judge and make a lot of conclusions and a lot of fix ideas. So when we start really, if we want to create from questions, it's really... I love what you say, like, be a wonder. Just every time, just like, hey, I just wonder. I'm in Wonderland, you know, and be a little bit like a kid. They are wondering everything. They wonder about everything with that energy of, well, I don't have any idea, but hey, I wonder. I wonder what I can ask today. You know, sometimes that's something that I love to ask. It's like, really, what question can I ask right now that it will change my reality right away? I love that question and everything, that kind of question, because it's just so open. You know, what can I ask? What can I add to my life that could create a different reality for me and the world right away?
Yeah, we'll just call this the Sci Show. this is such an awesome conversation, because what I'm also becoming aware of, people getting to the point of asking questions and maybe not being willing to ask the questions out loud, which would actually invite people into their lives to also contribute to them. So what can you talk to us about in terms of being willing to have people contribute, even by asking questions out loud or asking for, can you help me?
Yeah. I love...
Sorry, I was just going to say, it's almost as if can you help me is as difficult a question to ask as can I have the money now, please?
That's a very difficult question. Oh, yeah. Asking for the money, how all the joy with that. Yeah, you know, we, our main communication is not through words, it's through energy. We communicate and we connect with people, with other people, with energy. So if you know that the person that you are talking with and you're co-creating or you are asking for help or whatever is willing to receive questions, because sometimes people just get like a big barrier and it's like, what are you saying? Why are you asking that, right? But if you get that maybe that person can't hear questions, you can ask your questions quietly. And I love that because I do it a lot. It's my favorite thing. And I always ask, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? What can you do for me? How can you contribute to change this situation right away with ease? And people, it's just like they don't know what's going on, but they are helping you. All the time, they are contributing to you all the time, and sometimes it has been. I love that question because it's something that I've been playing with. It's not that you're psychic or anything, but
no.
No, I've been playing a lot with that. And what is it's very interesting. You know, I'm creating a website and things like that, and I'm working with people that are not used to questions, to ask, to hear questions, and always they want to ask the answer. Sorry. So I start working with this team, and I start asking questions just quietly. And at the beginning was everything a mess, and now when I start asking questions like that, how can you contribute to this whatever situation was going on, and it have it all done with ease and joy and glory, and how can you contribute to my life, and how can I contribute to your work and your life and your, you know, and your business? And just we were in meetings and I was just asking a lot of questions and feeling that energy and put on pop everything that came out. And after some sessions and some meetings, I got the energy that they were, in that moment, they were willing to hear questions directly. So I just started asking them questions loudly, directly. And it was amazing the way that it worked, you know, like, okay, that's perfect. And how does it get any better than that, for example? And they were, oh, yeah, it gets better. This. Oh, awesome. How does it get any better than that? Oh, yes, blah, 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 blah. So it was an invitation for them to start creating, to keep creating with that energy. But at the beginning, they were not willing to go there. But asking questions quietly opened the door for a new step with them and start asking questions loudly. And they were willing to receive that at that moment. So it was very interesting. We can start asking those questions to our family that sometimes they don't want to hear anything about that kind of thing. We can start asking because we are using energy that is the primary material of creation. So we don't need words. We need energy. Yeah.
So it's when asking the question, is the invitation for the universe or all the molecules to then contribute to what it is that you'd really like to have in your life.
Absolutely. And awesome. I love that you say. You know, asking questions is the way that we can create an unconceivable life, because it's the invitation to the universe, to every single molecule to turn to you and say, oh, what do you desire? What do you want? I'm here for you. I can contribute. I'm part of you, because we are energy, and there is anything else than energy. We can co-create all together, and part of the of that is the universe. And what, how big contribution is that to have the universe when the universe has your back?
Oh, oh yay. Oh, yeah, that is, wow.
Yeah, it feels yummy when we got to that.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Yes, yeah. It is absolutely phenomenal. I am having so much fun with you, and I cannot believe that we almost reached the top of the hour for the show to come to an end. It's been just so much fun. So what are you busy with at the moment? You know, how can people get hold of you? Are you facilitating classes? Apart from, I know the radio show link, I will definitely send that to everyone on our list. Well, how else can people get hold of you and play with you?
Yeah, they can go to my website. It's Yurira Guzman, Y-U-R-Y-R-A, Guzman.com. And maybe we can put a link in the Facebook page. And mm-hmm. So they can have a hold of me there and or through Facebook. And very soon, the 26th of December, I'm starting a free global telecall that I call I'm Having It All in 2016. And it's an intensive boot camp of creation. There are going to be 6 days. We're going to have a call every day for 15 minutes, and it's just going to be about creation. And it's my gift. I'm so excited for this telecall because it's my gift. I this year has been so magic and full of surprises and beautiful creations that part of my gratitude is giving this telecall of creation and create with everybody that is willing to go and play with me for 6 days from the 26th to the 31st of December, just for 15 mm-hmm. minutes every day, and they can go to my website and find information, and we can maybe put the link in the What Is Show Facebook page, and they can just register and we can play and create together.
Awesome. That is absolutely fantastic. Wow. Okay, that is just great. Thank you so much. Now, I am, the radio show has been going now for a year and a half, which it might not be a long time for a lot of people. I am just so grateful for you and for everybody else that is so willing to play on the show and be the contribution that you are to everyone listening now and in the future. You know, how did we get to be so lucky to have you in the world now? You know, so I am so grateful. Thank you so, so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Charlene. I'm so, so, so happy and so honored to be here with you and with all. And thank you so much for inviting me to play with you. Thank you.
Awesome. And with that, everyone, thank you so much for listening. And yes, please keep your eye on the email and also on the Facebook page for more information. Okay, goodbye, everyone. Bye, Arira.
Bye.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.